Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm so excited to have you connected on today, and I appreciate you being connected. This is the place where leaders come and grow and share. We believe in this space that iron sharpens iron. We believe that, and we believe that as we are connected by faith spiritually, we believe that you've come to this place because you want to get better, learn strategies that can help you become a better leader. Next level leaders unapologetically walk in greatness, and we walk in excellence. There is a standard by which we live, and I appreciate you so much for the hunger as a leader. Maybe you listen to this podcast while you're working out. Many of you talk about when I drive, when I walk. I just want to appreciate you so much. And I want to make sure you follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker, the number 3. Also, I would love for you to please, at all costs, make sure you share this podcast with as many folks as you can. It truly would bless me if you would do that. And I want to thank you in advance for helping us out in that area. Now, I also would like you to know that I am excited about sharing with you what my wife and I are doing on Fridays. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Go over there and subscribe to it and let us know if it blesses you. And then, of course, go to my website, josephwalker3.org. You can get our books, content. I mean, if you desire to have us come speak at your conference or your event, I would love to do that. You can do that information, fill out the form. We'll follow up with you. And I want to thank you in advance just for the opportunity to be able to do it. I'm grateful and thankful to God for all of you, man. This is truly, truly a blessing. And for those of you that want our content and books and find out when I'll be in your area, josephwalker3.org. All right, let's get to this one. How do we overcome the pitfalls and pressure to impress people? Man, this is going to be a good one. You know, had a discussion with someone. They were talking about the struggle with this, right? This world we live in is so enamored by our ability to make ourselves appear what we're not. And I think that it is important for leadership to walk authentically into who you are. And I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. But overcoming the pitfalls and pressure of trying to impress people is a huge part of leadership, that when you learn the power of staying in your lane. So I'm going to give you these 7 principles today, and I really hope that they enhance you, bless you. I really do. So let's get into it right now. Number one, and we're coming right out the gate swinging, self-awareness and authenticity. This is a big one, because when you have a sense of who you are and knowing yourself, that is the purest place of authenticity. Because authentic leaders are confident in their own values, their strengths, their weaknesses, and they don't feel the need to impress other people in order to validate their worth. If you find yourself living, trying to validate your worth through the applause and opinions of other people, then you will miss the target every single time. I know people all the time who get caught in the vortex of this, trying your hardest to try to impress people, to make yourself appear something that you're not. But you can only be the best version of who you are because God didn't make anybody like you but you. So I want you to have a sense of awareness and know how amazing you are, and you don't have to compete with anything other than who you were yesterday. Authenticity is huge. It's big. Being real, walking in this will help you up the road. Number two is clarity of purpose. When you have a clear vision and purpose for yourself and for your organization, man, your actions align with that strong sense of purpose. And there is no longer a need to impress in other dimensions. You find yourself so locked in on what you're doing that you're not trying to, you know, go over the fence and compete and impress somebody else. I learned this lesson a long time ago that I had to get clarity on what I was to do. Everybody has their thing to do. Do what you do well. Walk in your assignment well. Whatever your vision, whatever your business, do that well. Know what your purpose is in the earth. You got your purpose. And when you walk in that, you'll be amazed at how that thing can continue to elevate and elevate. And you won't have to worry about trying to impress people or look for validation from people who may or may not like you at all. So I think that it's incredibly important, right? To really understand your mission and to ignore external pressures. Know your mission and ignore external pressures. People can have their opinions and they can speak to you about how they would like to see things done, but you have to get to a place in your life where you have clarity of purpose concerning what it is you are to do in this particular season, all right? Here's number three, building trust and respect. See, focus on earning trust and respect rather than seeking approval. Once people learn how to respect you, that's built on consistency, transparency, integrity, and not trying to please everybody else. This is who I am. These are my strengths. These are my weaknesses. This is what I bring to the table. I think when you build relationships on trust and respect, the idea of trying to impress people goes out of the window. The people that I trust, the people that I respect, I can just be authentically myself because my purpose is clear and because I am constantly walking in a place of consistency and transparency. Ask yourself, do you know what you're doing? Do you know why you're doing it? And then are you building relationships on trust? Are you gaining respect because you are intentional about making certain in those relationships that people trust you? Here's the next one. I think this is important now. Resilience to criticism. Man, if you're going to get beyond the pitfalls of trying to impress people, you got to develop resilience and the ability to handle criticism constructively. You got to understand that everybody is not going to support or like your decisions, and that's okay. Some people will always have something to say, will always criticize. This comes with leadership. I tell people all the time, dogs don't bark at parked cars. Whenever you are moving and you are progressive, expect it to happen. But you have to get to a place of so much resilience that you declare that I can receive constructive criticism. I am resilient when it comes to criticism because I'm not offended by it. It doesn't set me back because I'm not so much disappointed because I didn't quote unquote impress you. I just wanted to be real before you. And so as a next level leader, just walk in that place to say, hey, whether it's going to be criticism today or whether it's going to be commendation, either way, I am going to walk unapologetic in my blessing going forward without trying to impress somebody else. Here's number five, having a sense of empathy and emotional intelligence. Man, in our book club that I have, if you're interested in being a part of my book club, text the word book club to 78228. But we talk about emotional intelligence all the time. You read the book, Emotional Intelligence 2.0. And I think it's important to cultivate empathy and emotional intelligence so I can understand and connect with how people are moving and what they need. And I recognize this. See, without having to impress people, leaders are genuinely caring about their team members, the well-being of folks around them. See, when I lead like that with empathy, I lead with emotional intelligence, man, I am a more effective leader. Because I become more empathetic. Empathetic leadership leads to higher engagement and loyalty among your team. You ever notice that? That the more empathetic you are, the more honest you are, the more engagement you have, the bigger things go, the more successful your business becomes. That's why it is so important that when you walk with this level of empathy and EQ, emotional intelligence, you begin to realize how things begin to move a little quicker because you're not bogged down by the spirit of trying to impress someone else. Here's the next thing. Focus on value creation. Now, what do you mean with this, Dr. Walker? Well, I'm glad you asked. Prioritize creating values over seeking validation. Values over validation. As a leader, focus on contributing positives to the team, to your organization. They naturally gain respect and give you influence because of your values. See, when you have value creation, I'm not trying to do whatever I do to impress people, because often that means compromising my morality, compromising my standards and my values, because I'm more impressed with you being okay with me than God being okay with me. But that comes a point in every leader's life where you start saying, let me focus on value creation. I want you as a next level leader to make certain that that's what you do in this season. Write that down, value creation. Now, for the sake of what we do every single week, let me review what we have talked about. This has been amazing, and I want to walk you through it today. Here it is. We're talking about how do you overcome the pitfalls and pressures to impress people. Giving you 7 principles. I've already given you 6, and I'll get to number 7 in just a moment, because we're going to spend a little time with that. Having a sense of self-awareness and authenticity, knowing who you are, walking completely in your truth, being okay in your own skin is so important, because that immediately, instantaneously removes you from a place of trying to live your life for the applause and opinions of other people. As a next level leader, you have to overcome that pressure of trying to impress people. And the first way to do it is to live in your truth. To have a sense of awareness, self-awareness, and authenticity. Also, number 2 is having clarity of purpose. What is it that I am here to do? What am I trying to accomplish? See, having a clear vision also keeps me in my lane. My energy of intentionality is focused on the manifestation of this clear purpose of my life. So it's incredibly important that I'm locked in, that I'm focused in this area. And I make sure that all of my actions align with a strong sense of purpose. When the Bible says all things work together for good to those who love God, it is also according to those who are according to his purpose, who have clarity of purpose. And so therefore, it's important once I have clarity of purpose that I'm focused in on building trust and respect. How do I build this kind of trust and respect and get approval rather than get approval from people? How do I come to a place where it doesn't matter what people clap to and what they boo to, that I'm just trying to build trust? I'm trying to build respect from the people who depend on me. This is important. When you build trust and respect and you walk in consistency and transparency and integrity, man, you're not trying to please anybody. You're just trying to live your truth and be honest and walk in trust and respect. Here's the next. Understand this. Resilience to criticism. As a leader, you're going to have criticism, but you've got to get to a point that you have so much resilience, it doesn't throw you off your purpose. You are not going to mismanage this moment because you experience significant criticism. Walk in it. Have resilience. Understand that, listen, everybody's not going to support your decisions. Everybody's not going to understand you, but you have to be willing to be resilient, even in the face of sweltering criticism. Here is number 5. I think it's important. Empathy and emotional intelligence. We just talked about this. Cultivating empathy and EQ among your team, among those who count on you, who work with you. Why is this important? Because as a next level leader, you will never have time to compete and to seek the affirmation of other people out there if things are not right in here. And so let's just have more empathy. Let's be more connected. Let's understand what people's stories are and have a sense of EQ around our levels of engagement with people. And then number 6, focus on value creation, like literally prioritize your values. And you know, you talked about values over validation. What do you believe? Why do you believe it? Why is that important to your value? What is your value statement? How do you live your life and govern your life around your values? And when you do that, it's much greater than validation, because often your values will have you out there by yourself. But if you trust God in the process, next level leader, you'll be amazed that when you have values that represent God, man, you have values that are in alignment, you'd be amazed, man, how you will never try to impress people because you're not looking for validation because you already are walking in the values that God has for your life. Number seven, let's get to it. Continuous learning and growth. Now, you know I'm excited about this one. That's why you're listening to this podcast, because you recognize you got to encourage growth in your mindset. Continuous learning. Be a perpetual student. You have got to get to a place where you're always bettering yourself. I don't have time to go down the rabbit hole of trying to impress people, looking for their applause, etc., when I am trying to better myself. Leaders who are committed to personal and professional growth are less likely to feel the pressure to impress because they understand the improvement is a continuous journey, that you're on a journey every single day to get better and better and better. Listen, I want you to hear me loud and clear, because this podcast is such an important one for all of us, because all of us have to struggle with those pitfalls of trying to impress people. I want you today to understand all of these seven principles I've shared with you. And I want to make sure that you are motivated by these principles, that you walk in the thing that God has called you to do with your head up, your eyes forward, and not go down the rabbit hole of seeking affirmation from people. You have to recognize as a next level leader who you are, how amazing you are. And so I pray that these seven principles have blessed your life. They have helped you clearly understand everything that God has for you in this season. I want to thank you so much. And let me just take a moment again to invite you to join me on Instagram at JosephWalker3. Take a moment now and follow me. That's JosephWalker3. Also, I want to make sure you go to my website, josephwalker3.org, get the content, books, all those things. Make sure you let me know you're there if you want to find out when I'll be in your area, or if you're interested in having me come speak at your event, all those things, you can do it from josephwalker3.org. Look at it. Go right there to the tab and you can see when I'll be in your area, all those great things I am tremendously excited about. Also, make sure you go over to YouTube, check out Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Dr. Steph and I enjoy doing it and we hope that you'll connect with us. And then again, I want to make sure if you're interested in partnering, maybe being a sponsor of this podcast, make sure you DM me, let me know, because I want to make sure you're able to access the hundreds of thousands of people who listen every single week right here to Next Level Leader Podcast. I want to thank y'all so much. It's been amazing. You guys are awesome. I just want to thank you for being connected. And please pray for me as I pray for you. I believe great things are in your future. Let's make certain that we're not moving down the hole, the pitfall of trying to impress people, but we are going forward, giving God glory, living our best truth, and accomplishing our goals day by day. Thank you, Next Level Leaders. I appreciate all of you. And until next time, may God bless you is my prayer. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.